Thank you for leading us.
Yeah. And Joe.
While we're still in an attitude and an atmosphere, let's take opportunity to give to the Lord. Give our offerings to Him, but give our hearts to Him, give our minds to Him, give our all to Him.
We are just so grateful, and we're so thankful, Father, for all that you do give to each one of us, Father. We do just lay these on your altar this morning, Father, as our thanks, Father. And we just ask that you use those, the gifts that we have here, Lord, and the furtherance of your kingdom.
Amen. Thank you. Jim's going to come and bring something for the children, and Lynn is going to have an activity for them straight after this. Thanks, Jim.
Right, would children like to come up the front? We've got them.
Thanks, Jim. I'm going to read something from the Bible.
Do you want to sit in those chairs there?
And interestingly, I read this last week. So I'm going to read it again, because maybe we forgot. You guys weren't here anyway, were you? So you get here for the first time. And it comes from the book of Isaiah. And it's chapter 40 and verses 28 to 31. So it says, "Do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow weary or tired, and his understanding no one can fathom. He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall." Do you guys get tired? Right, because you're young, aren't you? And it says, even young people get tired and they stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. So, when you hope in God, you get new strength, even though you get tired. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. Now, that last week we looked at a bird called an eagle, because it mentioned about eagles there. And we learned that when eagles fly, they often like to be on a high rocky outcrop where the wind comes up through, and all they need to do to fly is stretch out their wings, and the wind fill goes underneath their wings, and they just lift up into the air, and away they go. They don't have to flap a lot. They rely on the wind and their big wingspan to lift them off the rocky ledge, because they're up high and the wind comes up over the mountaintop. But so that was last week, that's what we learned about. Now this week we're going to have a look at a different thing in this passage, and it says, the Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow weary, he will not grow tired or weary. And his understanding no one can fathom. Right, now, do you know anything that's everlasting, that lasts forever? Have you got any toys that last forever? Do your toys get broken sometimes? They do, yeah. Sometimes they wear out. What about an ice cream? Does it last forever, particularly a nice one at home? What happens to it? It melts, yeah. So that's, what do you got to do to before it melts? Eat it quick, that's the right, you've learned, right. So, ice creams don't last forever. Toys get broken, they don't last forever. What about mum and dad's car? Does it last forever? You've had experience of mum and dad's car breaking down too?
My mum's car is broken down.
Yeah, yeah, and you need to get them replaced, so they don't last forever. Anything else that might last forever? Anything that might last forever? What about the adults? Do you think your dad might know if something lasts forever? Put him on the spot, I know. I know he's not going to be here next week, but I hope not, so he can't get back at me. Right. Well, it says that God lasts forever in the Bible here. And what's forever? Do you know what forever is? That's a tough one, isn't it? Something that never ends. You think of that. Something lasts forever, it never ends. Never stops. Doesn't get eaten up and consumed. Like a car even gets consumed with rust eats the metal and the sun gets at the plastic and the motor wears out, doesn't it? And the tyres need replacing. And things like that. But God says here that he is everlasting. Right. Now, we've been looking at a word recent times, and it's got stuck here, so that's really good. It might have been, you guys might have been here the last time that was stuck up, I'm not sure. But what's that word there?
Love is.
Right, love is. You're very good. Yep. And it says, all the things that love is, there's lots of words there, isn't it, that it says about love. Well, you know, in the Bible, we were learning, Mr. Stevenson was telling us a few weeks ago, that love is one of the things that lasts forever. It's something that lasts forever. And there's another two things in that passage that it says last forever, and they're called faith and hope. So there's three things that last forever, and they are part of God. Because, you know, God loves us, and God lasts forever. The love that he has lasts forever. And we have, he's given us faith, and he's given us hope for the future. And we've been talking a little bit about that hope this morning, that we look forward, and God's got a wonderful place for us and things for us to do. And we've always got to remember that in our lives there's always hope that God has got something very special for us, each one in the future. Do you know, God has shared that love and faith and hope with us. He shared something of himself with each one of us. And that's something that's really important to remember. And he did that in Jesus. He showed that he loved us by sending Jesus so we could see him, touch him, know that he lived and that God's real. We happen to have faith today that God can change our circumstances. Even though things might look really bad and that there's no way out, God says, trust in me. I last forever. I can help you. And he gives us that hope that yes, I've got something very special for you. And I want you to share that something special, that love, with everybody in this world. God hopes that we will respond to him. Realize that? That's what God's desire is. He wants us to respond and love him. And that's part of the hope. Right, let's pray. Father, we thank you that you last forever. That you don't grow weary, you don't get tired, you don't wear out. And that you've shared your love, your faith, and your hope with us through Jesus. Father, may we know your Son, his love in each one of our lives, that we too can have that faith and hope and love in our lives. In Jesus' name.